We're here on KSOM, and we continue to look back at the high school basketball season, doing our season recaps. Let's talk Cam boys basketball with the head coach for the Cougars, Ian Hunt. And, Coach, really a tough stretch for your team early in January when you lost five in a row, but rebounded out of that and won eight of your last nine. And the only loss in that stretch was a two-point loss to a good Stanton team, lost to Icahn Manning in the districts. Would have liked to see maybe a potential rematch with ACGC in the district finals for you after playing them so tough earlier in the season. But your thoughts overall on your team's basketball season?
I guess what sticks out to me, I'm just very proud of our boys. We were very resilient. We were tough. We never threw in the towel, and we fought till the end, and it paid off. We just kept preaching, keep doing the right things, keep working hard, and our boys did that. And we started to gel at the end of the season, and that hard work paid off, and we went on a nice run there. Didn't end how we wanted it to. Would like to make it a little further in the playoffs. But again, overall, very proud of how we bounced back in the second half of the season.
Yeah, 12-11 season, but again, I don't think that record showed you the extent of your team. I mean, you had some tough losses. I mean, a couple of them I was at. I mean, like at Peyton Sherdan, that was a tough loss. ACGC probably even should have won that game and had a chance to win. It went to overtime, I think, if I recall, and lost by 2 points. Had a chance to win in regulation there. Lost by two to Stanton. Lost by seven to Icahn Manning. Lost by six to a very good Coon Rapids Bear team. You know, I mean, you throw out the games like against Woodbine and such, but I mean, you guys, you got to be excited to just see, you know, how many games that you were in, you know, each and every ball game this season, it seems like.
Yeah, we were extremely excited about that. Obviously, you wish some of those wins went against or went the other way, went our side, but as we talked to the boys all year, we kept preaching those same things. Like, guys, we're playing a tough schedule. We're playing a lot of tough teams. It's going to pay off. And ultimately, it's just a few little plays and mistakes and a few little things that we corrected as a team and coaching staff. And I think our boys did a nice job throughout all of those tough losses, again, of staying locked in and staying focused and trying to get better every day and working hard. And overall, very proud of them. Very proud of them.
Well, you had three seniors that played for you each and every day, really four seniors on your roster. You got Chase Speaker in for a couple of games there, just a chance to play despite his injury. But McCade Paulson and Kobe Van Tiger and Chase Jotty all leaving you, all starters. What can you say about your graduating players?
Oh, man, what a great group of kids we had. Chase Jotty was a great leader for us, a tough mismatch. Offensively, take you down in the post, shoot on the perimeter. Kobe Ventiger was such a hard worker, great teammate. He protected the rim really well. I think he had 50 blocks this year. Did a ton of great things for us. He's a great interior passer, started to shoot the ball well in the second half of the season. And McCade Paulson, again, just another great teammate, did whatever the team asked of him, a physical defender. He's so selfless. And I'm just happy to see Chase Speaker get a few shots up this year. We were hoping one could go to fall at the end of a game, but didn't get there, but just glad to see him get out there on the floor and get back out there one last time.
Certainly. So you look at your team for the future. What do you like most about the talent coming back and what you have to work on here in the offseason?
I think just the style of play. We're not going to play as many posts maybe next year. We have less posts on the roster, so we might have to move to a four-guard system or – So, we're just going to have to look at different offensive styles and tactics. Got some speed coming up on the team, maybe try to push the pace a little bit. But I think we're always just going to keep focusing and working on the little things. We're going to focus on defense, focus on our offense, and getting to the right reads and getting to the right spots, and hopefully just playing basketball all summer.
Yeah, I mean, one of the guys coming back, Colin Bauer, who was the second leading scorer, almost your top scorer, really. I mean, he and Chase Jotty were pretty close to one another. He gives you that inside presence. Far and away, your leading rebounder on the team. So it kind of centers around him. But Gunnar Helgeson also is back, a starter. And Carson McKee was a part-time starter for you. I imagine you're looking to these guys to be your leaders next year.
Yeah, we definitely are. And we think we have a ton of potential. Colin Bauer does a lot of great things out there on the floor. He's got a great motor, and he's starting to get very skilled. So he's a big piece of what's coming back. Gunnar Hogason were super excited about. Down the last 10 games of the season, he was averaging a double figure, shooting the ball well, something we always knew he could do. He's a very skilled basketball player, a very lengthy defender. So we're hoping he can continue and build on that. Then you got guys that played some big, meaningful minutes for us. Carson McKee, another great player, came in and did a lot of great things for us. Defensively, he would step up at times. Just a great glue guy. He had a few big offensive games, a 15-point game versus Glidden Ralston. And, yeah, then we got Caden Winther coming off the bench. We got Braxton Dennis, who gave us some good minutes down the stretch. And you got a lot of young guys coming up that we were very excited about. And hopefully we continue to grow and gel as a team, and we'll be ready for next year.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is your priority for this team here as you go into the offseason? What do you want to see them work on and do to get ready for another fight next year?
Oh, I think, again, outside of the schematic stuff, I think we just got to see a lot of live varsity basketball, different types of defenses thrown at us, how we handle it, how we approach that, and just always continuing to work on skill development, getting shots up, working on dribbling, passing. Okay, just communicating on defense, just those little things. But, yeah, we got a young group of guys coming in. They've played some varsity experience, but they're going to have to step it up and be leaders next year. So the more basketball they can see this summer, the better.
What did you see from some of the freshmen and some of the other sophomores who didn't play regularly on varsity, you know, some of the JV guys? What do you see from that group in terms of their talent level and what they can help for varsity next year?
Man, we are excited about their growth level. There's a lot of guys that really stepped it up there. We thought Kalen Ants, he's an example of a kid who really started to be physical in the post down the stretch for us. Did a great job this season. We're excited about what we think he can do. Madden Carey really started to shoot the ball well. And then that entire freshman group and the rest of those guys really improved throughout the season. They were much more physical on defense. They got to their spots. They pressured the ball. And offensively, they started to move the ball around and hit some more shots and find ways to score within the offense. So we're really excited about some of the guys we got coming back.
Well, Coach, it was a solid season overall. With some of the close games could have gone your way, but it was an exciting team to watch. Let's hope you come back next year. I have no doubt that this will be a competitive unit, and you'll have them ready to go. Really appreciate your time here today and all season long, and best of luck in the offseason. Thanks so much.
Yep, we appreciate it too. Thank you.
Ian Hunt, head coach for CAM Boys Basketball, joining us here on KSOM.